Well, welcome to this week's edition of the Don Cherry Grapevine Podcast. I'm here with Cindy, Dad, Del.
And Del makes it sound good.
That's right. So, Dad, you're sitting there with your Howard Chuck Strong hat that you got.
Number 10.
Number 10, yep. And, well, of course, we've got to get right into the whole postponement of the two games so far last week. So,
you know, I have to laugh that some of the reporters blame Boston and Tampa because they played the game. Well, if you look back, and, you know, if you look back when Milwaukee went on, you know, when they went on, what do you call it
boycotted.
Now?
Boycotted. They boycotted it.
Boycotted, yeah. When they boycotted the game, don't tell me they just went out and thought that day that they were going to boycott the game. And the other team was on ready to play. And Boston and Tampa didn't know it, didn't they, you know, were in the dressing room. So to blame the Boston and Tampa for playing, yeah, really don't know what's going on in the game as far as I'm concerned. And there was no fault of them playing at all. I wish they hadn't, to tell you the truth. Boston lost. But anyhow.
Yeah, it was, you know, the one thing that you look at that, you get a lot of kind of, you know, first of all, the people that don't like hockey.
Some of these guys write hockey. Maybe they don't like hockey, but to say that is absolutely Boston and Tampa never had a chance. And don't tell me that Milwaukee just thought about, just before the game, I guess we'll walk out and not do it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the thing. I mean, they were talking about it. The Raptors and the Celtics had been talking about it for a day or two. But as you say, the other, I forget who Milwaukee was playing. They were shooting warm up.
Yeah, they were ready to go.
They were ready to go, and they came out. And then you had, you know, you had broadcasters who make their living in hockey.
How about the guy down the States just laid his microphone down and made the other two black guys and the other that were there look bad? I mean, it's easy to say, and all that stuff and everything like that, and then to be a hero and walk off. And the other guys are doing it too. I shouldn't be here and all that stuff and everything, all that garbage and everything. And you make the other guys look bad. And maybe they feel the same way. I don't know. But to blame Boston and Toronto was ridiculous.
Yeah, Boston, Tampa. Yeah, it was.
Or Toronto. I got Toronto on mind.
Yeah. Well, to talk a little bit about Toronto. Ex-Leafs are doing very well this year in the playoffs.
Tim, I don't like to interrupt, and I don't like to bury Toronto because I am a Toronto Maple Leaf fan. I really am. Cindy, I know you're laughing, but I am. I have it on my truck, like my beautiful truck, and I have Leafs license plates. But I have to say, first of all, last night when we were Islanders are playing, Martin gets the first goal, and Komarov, is that how you say
Komarov,
it? Yeah. Whatever it is. He gets the winning goal, and Kadri has got four winning goals in the playoffs. I mean, you know, and they give them away for nothing. I'm not saying that they got Barry back and he didn't play very good. I don't know why, but I thought he played back and they needed a right-handed defenseman. But to give Kadri away.
You know what, with that though, Dad, you know, we were talking, if Joe Sakic's willing to eat half his salary, then you know something's up.
Yeah, Joe Sakic knows what's going on. Anyhow, I'm not going to jump on the Leafs. It's too easy. Now, what is this here stuff? They're getting rid of Anderson?
Well, according, we were reading Steve
goalie.
Simmons. Yeah, the goalie, Anderson. We were even Steve Simmons columns, and they're saying that they think that there's other people in the National Hockey League going to make him the fall guy.
He's the fall guy, and believe me, they talk about goaltending. Yeah, if you don't have goaltending, show me a good coach, and I'll show you a good goaltender. That's the way it works. But to blame him for the, you know, and every year they say, well, he's not so good in the playoffs. He gets shots. What they're doing is playing better teams in the playoffs than they do. And the guys that have the shots, clear turkey shots, I mean, it's...
Do you know who his agent is?
Yeah, you were telling me.
Claude Lemieux.
Boy, imagine me going in talking to Claude Lemieux. He must be a tough agent, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but that was funny. Like,
I didn't know that.
Like, I had no idea that he had an agency and stuff, so.
Where'd you read that?
Well, it was in Steve Simmons' column, Claude Lemieux, so I'm thinking, I wonder if that is
Steve Simmons, pretty sharp, huh?
Yeah, the Claude Lemieux, so I looked it up, and yeah, he has got an agency, and they said, unless I'm totally wrong, and there's another Claude Lemieux out there who's a hockey agent.
I never heard of another Claude Lemieux. And
yeah, he'd be a tough negotiator.
Oh boy.
Yeah. But you know, the one good thing with the, like, you would figure he would know what's going on.
Yeah, he knows what's going on, all right. Because he minor hockeyed all the way up.
Yeah. So Dad, we just want to talk about our sponsor, MyBookie.
Doing so good, eh? Right now.
Well, it's up. You're up and down.
I'm not doing good. I will not bet.
Well, you keep betting Boston, so.
Yeah, well, Boston's not through. And Vancouver, they lost. They lost the other night, but I'm still with Vancouver. I'm stuck with Vancouver.
You know, the funny thing is when you watch the playoffs, is like when a team loses, you think, well, that's it. They're never going to win another game. Yeah. And then they win. Well, that's it. But that's the, it is. Like, you look and you go.
I think Boston's done.
They're down 3-1. How about the... we'll get to my bookie in a minute, but the game where there was a 1-0, and then right off the thing, the linesman knocked the Bruin defenseman down, the guy walked in and scored.
I've had them hit the skates and along the board. They usually stick along. If the guy had stuck along the boards, he would have been a schmozzle.
Well, that's what happened. He tried to get out of the way. And he knocked down the Bruin defenseman. And the guy walked in, and what a goal.
Oh, what a beauty. Hell. And the goalie went along, right along, and then he put it in the top corner. It was a beauty.
Yep. So we're talking about mybookie.ag, and we're say if you think you know, you're talking about the playoffs, and you think you know what you're
doing. Don't bet the way I bet.
Bet with your heart, bet with your head, your heart. Right. So you join today, and mybookie will match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000.
Yeah,
that's
like
double
that.
Your betting power. Just enter promo code Grapevine when you sign up. And their slogan is, remember, my bookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay. And my always thing is, put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you one thing, it's hard. Hockey's...
they look good one game. But who would have figured... Like, Marston, he's been terrific in the playoffs, but he wasn't so good the other day.
Yeah, on the Saturday game, it was 2-0 on 4 shots.
Yeah.
It goes to show you, like, if your goalie just absolutely... falters a little bit nowadays.
Well, all you have to do is take a look at Binghamton. I'll never forget that game. He looked so bad at St. Louis. Remember that game?
It was game six. Yeah.
Yeah. And Rask looked so good in that game. And remember he scored. That was a funny game. And Binghamton was dynamite. And I saw him, like I said many times, he's in the elevator. He says, oh, we're winning today. And he did. Then he had a pretty good season during the day, the regular season. But then during the playoffs,
he had a good regular season. I don't know. I think the one thing, I think we touched on it, Dad, but a lot of people were asking about it, is the whole thing with Fleury and his agent with the tweet of a sword in his back with DeBoer.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do now if you're DeBoer? Like, you know, do you just say, forget it?
No, DeBoer, if I was DeBoer, I would say that it's not Fleury's fault. And I don't think, anyhow, boy, it was a great card. It was a great pitcher, eh? Had the sword going right through, and it was a big sword, DeBoer on it.
But
I don't understand that. Again, I'm going through that. I've never had that happen before.
But why would an agent do that and put your goalie in him? The player, too. What do you think? The other players are probably upset thinking you're doing this in the middle of the playoffs? Maybe Seattle. Maybe they won't protect him in Seattle.
No, they'll probably go to Seattle now. I don't know how they can protect him now, unless he goes in and talks to them. But boy, they got a good tandem there. A lot of money though. A lot of money.
And then the one thing you were talking about, Dad, was that in the eight teams that are left, four of them are in the top 10 in fights.
How about the third game? Colorado had 72 hits. And Dallas had 52 hits. 72 hits! And, you know, they're not... And you watch that. They weren't like love taps. They were really hits. Sometimes you have to be careful when you watch. Sometimes the guy on the island, he gives a hit if it's a brush. But they were hits. And, I mean, 72 hits.
Yeah,
unbelievable.
And, like, again, you don't want to dump on the Leafs and everything like that. But could you see the Leafs playing in that type of series?
Not 72 hits, boy. That's a tough series, I'll tell you. We don't see it. It's on a little late, so you don't see it.
Well, just in the thing, Boston was third in fights. Tampa was sixth in fights. The Islanders were fifth in fights. And the
Not that we're pushing fights.
And the Avalanche were ninth in fights. So, well, but it goes to show you they got tough. And it
how many fights? Here we are on the Leafs again. Well, how many? I think they had like eight.
I think six, eight. I think they got rid of Kapanen, and he had two of them.
Yeah, I got rid of him. Anyhow. It's been good playoffs, and you have to give the players a lot of credit. They haven't gone outside, and they played hard. And I tell you the truth, I think it looks a lot better than basketball. Basketball looks like it's high school tournament or something like that.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
It doesn't look good at all. Good. And the NHL has really, they look good, and they have the sound good and the whole deal. It's going to be bad when they get the regular season.
That's right. It's going to be. So, Cindy, you and Dad went down to do
at the Coop
a photo shoot. That was he had a lot of fun yesterday.
Yes, yeah, we did. We managed to.
Well,
go.
You had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun. Oh, well, you know what? We went into Toronto, and Dad learned all about that. Collector lanes are better than express lanes. You are quite. Yeah. I never take the collector.
No, I always stayed on the. I always stayed in the main.
On the express lanes.
Unbelievable trucks going on the 401. They'd had to end there, but
well, it's always an experience driving on the 401. That's one of your favorite shows on TV is those guys that rescue people on the 401.
I watch that all the time.
I watch it too. We watch, especially when it's snowing and those guys
all
are
big
the,
guys. They
yeah, they're all big burly guys.
In the middle of snow, they always snow at night.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we went down to the coop, and Dougie was there. Dougie Gilmore.
Dougie. They're going to be doing a great article on the coop. And you and Dougie and the coach's closet and
what magazine?
It was Maxim, Canada Maxim magazine, and it's going to come out in November. So,
and who was the girl that was interviewed?
Camelia Ray, and she interviewed it because what happened was
she was unbelievable. Usually, when I do an interview, there's a little. Pause in between. Boy, she just boom, boom, boom.
Well, what happened was, of course, it's going to be in print, as I said, coming out in November. But what she also did was she did a video, too. So it's probably going to be on their social media. They're going to.
Nick was a little weak camera. Never saw that before.
Well, yeah, that's what they do now. She sat down and they did a good. And you really were impressed with her questions.
Boom, boom, boom. And you had to be sharp. Because her question, there was no pause in between, so you had to be just as quick.
I know. Well, I like to see an interview that has that's interviewing an original question to Don Cherry, and that's hard to do because you've been interviewed a lot. So to get an original question into you, and I have to say the one that she asked you sort of left you like scrambling for an answer, which you don't see very often.
No, I
Well, what was the question?
Well, she said, first of all, I have to say she's also she's with an elite matchmaker too. So she's into relationships and all that. And she's an international matchmaker. So she
didn't know that.
Yes. And so she had to ask you a question that pertained to her. Of her profession. She asked, and she qualified it saying, you know, you had a successful marriage with mom for over 40 years and you're married now, and what is your secret to marital bliss? Yeah. Holy smokes, folks.
So, I'm pretty fast at my feet, but I got to come up with something. I said, what is it? And it said, tell her the truth. And I told her the truth. I said, happy life, happy wife. And I said, that's the way I've always done it. And I said, if my wife is happy, then I'm happy. But, you know,
the cameraman
was. Oh my! It was funny. The cameraman, you could tell he was a single, good-looking guy, and he just went. Oh, he rolled his eyes.
He put his head back. Oh, Nick doesn't like this.
Give me a break, you know, and the whole deal.
Yeah, it was sickening, wasn't it?
She was really a great interviewer. She asked you a lot of questions. She got it in about the Don Cherry Pet Rescue Foundation. She got in about Coach's Closet.
Tell us about the jackets again.
Well, the jackets are online. You go to the Coop, thecoop.ca, the Coop Inc., and it's there, and you can bid on your jackets. We put 12 of them up for auction. Oh, yeah.
Wore them all on television, too.
Yeah, well, most of them, yeah. We wore them
all. I did them all.
Yep, you did them all. And so anyway, it was a fun day. Dougie was there. And
Dougie looks good.
Yeah, how does Dougie look?
He's all tanned up. He says, well, I don't do anything. I just work around the house. I had a story about Jim Rowe. One thing leads to another in this. I know we got... When I came from Colorado, I went to the Easter Seals, and I was there. And then after, a guy named Don Martin used to be on television all the time. Is he still on television?
I don't think so, no.
Anyhow, he used to do interviews. He said, and I didn't know Jim Ralph. And Jim Ralph, he'd ask Jim Ralph a question. He'd ask me a question, and I'd answer it. And then he'd ask Jim Ralph. Jim Ralph was better me than me. I mean, he was fantastic.
Well, I remember the one put-down you had on.
Oh, you're good at the put-downs, Dad. Sometimes you...
I didn't remember that.
Well, he went up and he did. And he is funny.
If you ever have a banquet, he's the best.
He is. He's funny. So he gets up and he does you. And you got up. You said, well, that's good, Jim. You did. That's a good impersonation you did of me. And he goes, too bad you couldn't impersonate an NHL goalie.
I'm pretty sharp.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. But you have to be sharp in your feet. Bit Carmella, when she asked that question, I think, oh boy, I was really stuck. I said, I got to come up with something good. And you know what? That is my philosophy. And you know that when...
Getting back to her, but she knew her hockey too. She brought up the thing about you getting taken a few hits about women in the dressing room. And there she was, a young woman that's pretty secure in herself. Yeah. She agreed with you. She's, you know.
You know, it's funny, Cindy, I have to tell you. I had more people come up to me and say, and there were women saying, I agree with you. Women shouldn't be in the dressing room. And I have to tell you what I said. The first time I ever saw that was I was in the island, and I never forget, her name was Mary. And the guys are walking around naked. And you know, I turned around, and there she is standing there. Young girl. And I said, I have to tell you, this is very, very embarrassing to me. She's, well, it's not to me. I said, well, it's to me. And I said, well, we have to go outside. And you know, some of the guys, and then...
But they don't go to the dressing room anymore.
No, I don't think they go in the dressing room.
I don't think the media is allowed in the dressing room anymore.
Well, when they heard that, I know in the wives' room in Boston, when there was a woman in the dressing
John
room.
John Mattel's wife, Nancy.
Well, the women, the wives don't like it either.
And they're always good looking.
Yeah, somehow, yeah, they're always good looking.
They're always good. And... I got criticized by that girl because, oh, I know. One thing, she really criticized me saying about I don't think women should be in the dressing room.
Oh, you got hammered for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Really got hammered for that.
And
one.
Then
I had more women coming up to me off the camera saying, I agree, like older
women.
Well,
as Camilla does. She agreed, into relationships and knows her stuff.
And you know why? And she said, and I forget what I said then. She said, you said that you always put women on a pedestal. That's right.
At the start of that whole thing, you said, I put women on a pedestal. They're better than us.
Yeah.
But when you see the clip, they cut that out.
Yeah, of course.
Cut that out. Well, you don't want to look too good.
Yeah. You know, you've had a lot of commercials.
My very first commercial was for Bridgestone Tires. It was, and I went out to Vancouver. I don't know why they were always doing it in Vancouver. And I could not do it. I had to do something. I could do them now, but I could not do something with a bicycle. Something about giving a bicycle away. I couldn't get it right. And the director was kind of mean guy, and he come to me and he says, "Take a walk around the block." Well, I thought he meant take a walk. Really, go outside, take a walk around the block. What he meant was, but he was pretty sharp. Go and think about what, you know, go into another room and think about it. And I remember Pat McElhaney come in and I said, Pat, if that guy says take a walk around the block again, I'm going to drift him. So I did. And I remember we had a tough time with the Bull Terrier. Was really a nice dog, but he had him sitting. He couldn't sit on tires because he's too muscular. Anyhow, that was my first one.
That's right. Well, we're going to take a listen to, I think, your best one.
Oh.
So this is the Molson Bubba. So
I'll tell you about that.
We don't have the video, but we'll listen to the audio.
Hey, guys! Look who I ran into.
Hey, how's it going, ladies?
Beer, 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 Bubba, beer, beer, beer. Oh, when we get together, just me and all the lads. Everyone remembers all the fun we've had. Because every time we gather, there's plenty of good cheer.
Imagine more of me.
That calls for a Bubba beer.
The Molson Canadian Bubba, now dressed like Don Cherry.
And beauty for the playoffs.
Please don't drink and drive.
Well, you know, Dad, there was a lot of controversy around that that commercial because it was such a catchy tune. Where was what was it? What, like, where did that tune? Did they write that tune?
That was an Irish tune, and what happened was the kids were coming out and they were marching like little march. But good things get together, and it was a catchy little tune. And what happened was Molson's got we won't say who it was. I guess we can say it. Labatt's, the other big powerful thing, they complained, and that, you know, the kids are, you know, and I was the kids,
I think
me.
They were complaining that they were using a celebrity to promote,
yeah, well, it was me
beer.
And the kids like me and they listened to me and the whole deal, and it was front page of the Sun. I'll never forget it. So Molson's days, they were happy. They were happy.
Yeah, well, kind of what happened was, I remember that some lady complained, and there was a front. She held one of the Bubba cans that you could still find them on eBay, right?
Like,
oh,
on eBay.
I have a whole. Yeah. You know what? I have a whole bunch of those.
And are they great? You know what people do with those? They make lamps out of them, and they really look good. You could go to one of the stores and get a base and get a shade. And they make lamps out of the bags.
I went, just to let you know, I went to all the beer stores, and I went and I said, can I have all the Bubba cans? And they used to sell them to me for 25 cents, and I have a whole stash of them, because what you do is you sign them, and we give them away for fundraising.
Yeah.
Fundraising tools.
So the lady was on there with the Bubba cans, and she was holding on the Toronto Sun, and we found out later that she had some connection with Labatt's and all that.
No matter, it was good publicity. It was a good song.
It was. And then you got in trouble again when you were doing, I think, the sports lottery, and you said, come on, what do you think? This is a ballet practice. And then you got in trouble again.
I had a quote, and I remember they were really upset, the ballet people. Back then, I remember, who did I did that for?
That was sport. It was a sports lottery.
Yeah, sports
lottery. And it was out west. A lot of people in Toronto didn't see it because I think they just had the sports lottery out west.
I was doing body checks and everything. It's supposed to be tough. And boy, did the ballet people get mad. So I flew out to the ballet people in Winnipeg, eh?
Yeah. Winnipeg Palais, yeah.
Yeah, and I tried, and that's tough to do.
Yeah, you had, I remember you had a boy there, and he was doing his pirouettes and trying to get you to do them, and you really gave them, and in the end, they really thanked you that you gave them a lot of publicity, and that you really brought it to say how tough it is, and how good shape those kids are in, and what a talent it was. Yeah. So it turned out they...
CBC followed you around and all that, but they weren't too happy because I remember, I was in the paper, Cherry smeared ballet and all that, and called you a Neanderthal again.
Neanderthal. Oh, I think the one girl that called me a misogynist.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, misogynist? What the hell is misogynist?
Yeah, that was
What does that mean? That means you don't like women.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Then I think I remember the one that, again, I don't know if a lot of Canadians saw it, that you did a Nike commercial
Big Time.
With Bo Jackson. It was a Bo Jackson when he was playing baseball.
Bo Knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the only reason I was on was because the guy was from Boston, was the producer and the director. That's the only reason.
So Bo Jackson's famous for what? Like a lot of people.
Bo Jackson he played both baseball and football until...
And he was a great athlete.
Until he got injured.
But anyhow, so I'm out there and I'm just do
You're
the commercial.
In California, right?
California. I flew all the way. I flew out. What a guy. I hate hotels and stay. I flew all the way out one day and flew all the way back that night. L.A. What a jerk I was. So anyhow, I think I stayed overnight and had a few beers, but no, I had to get home. So anyhow... When I went out there, and Harry Carey was there. He was on before me. And what a great guy he was. He knew all about hockey. He was St. Louis, eh?
Yeah.
From St. Louis. He was the announcer. And his wife was just as nice. She was sitting in the back, just as nice as pie. And
some people might not know who Harry Carey is. He was the announcer at the Cubs games. He was the
Cubs games, and he was the first guy to sing... that song.
Take me out to the ball game. He used on the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field.
And he used to take me out to the ball game. And he put it down to the crowd and they'd sing. And I got asked to do that one time.
Yeah.
I must talk about that sometime.
Yeah. After he passed away, then they got celebrities to do it.
Yeah. Like, I'm supposed to be a celebrity. Greg O'Halloran got me out there. Anyhow, I'll talk about that later. But anyhow, I remember they were in there, and I sat there with a bull terrier. And the Boston guys knew me, but Boston guy knew me. The other, I don't think. And they had an English director with long hair. I wish I knew his name, but I don't. But he had long hair, and he was supposed to be the best commercial director of all time. And he was sitting in the back, and I had the bull terrier. And the bull terrier was big male, and what a stupid I was. And he just grazed my nose, the bull terrier. He said, hey, just cut it out. Cut that stuff out. So I said, they had me do, and I'll tell you how they do commercials down there. They had me do the all the way down, and then my commercials come in. So I find, and they were in the back, it was a girl.
So like what happened was that it was a long commercial because it was like almost a minute and a half commercial because it was going to be, it was during the Super Bowl. And so that was kind of like Bono's all these different sports.
Yeah, and I
Bono's. Then you just had like everybody had one or two lines.
Yeah, I just had Bono's or what did I say? I forget what I said.
I know hockey, wasn't it?
No, Bono's hockey or something
or
like
Bono's
that.
Bono's hockey.
But he doesn't know hockey yet.
Or something. Anyhow, the bull terrier, I had a bull terrier sitting with me, and he just grazed my nose to tell me, you know, I was kind of pushing him around and that, hey, just that's enough. So I couldn't get it right. I mean, you think I'd get it? So I said, I just happened to say, and I could hear them back of the curtain, and I said, look, can I just say what I'm supposed to say? I don't want to say what, and I heard this guy say, this English guy, director, I don't know if he's English or not, but he said, just do it the way he wants to do it. That's how good he was. So now I get it through, and I do, you know, I said Bono's or something. I forget what I said. I met Harry Carey. That was the thrill of me, just meeting this guy. So now we go to the, I go to watch at the big auditorium.
I think it was USC Stadium. Like it was. Where the Trojans play.
150,000 people considering it. And he was doing bull nose and everything. And the guy was with the camera wouldn't get in. And, you know, and he said, give me that camera. I'll show you how to drive. And he went right in amongst all the football players banging and smashing. And he came out of it. He had a cut running down the side of his face. He's, that's the way to do it. So now I'm going to tell you something else that what happened there. Maybe I shouldn't, but I am anyhow. What do I care? Well, I do care, but. So I'm standing up at the top, and at the top, and you have to walk up through the thing, and at the top of the stairs, the truck was there, and everybody was there, and I'll never forget, there was three guys from Minnesota that were head of the company that's doing it. I don't even know who they were, but they said, and the producer asked me, do you want to meet Bo? And I said, no, I don't want to meet him. It sounds like a jerk to me. So I stood back, and they stood there with their hands out, waiting for him, and he wouldn't shake their hand. I don't want to say what he said, and I said, "Boy, that guy's going to pay in the long run." And he went and played football, and that they were ready for him.
I remember a long time ago.
He was really a big star.
Yeah, and he was good in both. Like he could hit. He was a star in both.
Remember, he broke the bat over his head.
Over his knee. But I remember when he was playing baseball, and he says, "Ah, I think I'll play football," and you know, and you said, "There's no way these football players are going to say what you're going to come and just kind of play. You're just going to walk in
by default."
And they it was the 2 years he played, and then they got him.
It was like that,
and he hurt his hip, and then that was it.
He never couldn't play baseball either.
No,
but when he was playing, he was dynamite. Boy, could he hit a ball. And he was good in both, but you can't play both.
No, well, you know the football players weren't going to take that. No. Say, oh, well, you're just going to come on here and play, and then they got him. But I remember you a couple of times you were doing stuff with Mom, and
again,
Mom did commercials. She did the Anderson commercial with.
Well, the Anderson commercial, I have to tell you, maybe people forget. She said, I have headaches, and you know, and I'm supposed to be the headache. And the dog was really a good dog. It was a bull terrier.
Yeah, it comes up, and we'll put that on our Facebook page if we'll take a look at it. But twice you got in trouble. Once was you were doing Skin Bracer.
And oh yeah.
The original and I think mom was there because I think mom got because she got the robe, bathrobe, and it was supposed to be mom and you were in a bathrobe, and you're supposed to go on and say, Rose, aren't I the greatest sportscaster? Aren't I the best this and aren't I the best that? Mom put the skin bracer and gave you a slap because that's what skin bracer used to do. They used to slap
Menon
skin bracer. You know, thanks, I needed that. So. But they were going to do it, and then all of a sudden they thought, well, that's spousal abuse, so they couldn't
do it.
So mom didn't get in the commercial. And then the one time when you were doing...
No, same commercial. The guy's telling me...
Oh, that commercial, yeah.
Yeah, the guy's telling me, thanks, I needed that. He's telling me how I would say, thanks, I needed that. So I went outside, and I'm sitting, this is ridiculous, and I'm talking to some construction guys out there. This director's in there telling me how, and they said, well, no, you shouldn't take that, Don. You're right. And I went in and said it. That was a pretty good commercial.
That was a good one, yeah. And it was, again, funny. The director's telling Don Cherry how to be Don Cherry. This is how Don Cherry would say
it. Wait a minute. He's telling me how I would say it. Anyhow, that was a good one. Menon's, and you know, I have to tell you a story about Menon's. One story leads to another. Yeah. When I was 16 years old, I for some reason, the guys from St. Catharines, they had about 10 guys there. It was a Boston thing. And for some reason, they liked me, maybe because I kept my mouth shut like Dell. Mm-hmm. Like, he never says anything, and I never said anything. So I remember I stayed at one hotel they stayed at. We stayed at a motel, and they all had lacrosse, you know, they were playing, and I was like a jerk. And I used to wear that Menon aftershave all the time. And they took and they soaked the aftershave and they put it underneath the pillow or put it in the pillow. And I'm trying to sleep with the aftershave. You know, it's pretty strong. Eh? Yeah. It's green stuff. And I used to.
Yeah, well, you use, you used to wear Brute all the time.
Later on, I used Brute too. And, but Menon's was the big thing I used to use back then. So I needed that.
Yeah. So then they did that one was the Russians win the Stanley Cup, and then I'm going to go over and coach in Sweden, and then you slap yourself and say thanks.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The Russians win the Stanley Cup, and I slap myself and say I needed that or something like that.
But then the other time you got in trouble was you were doing, I think it was 1994, you were doing the Ford Enforcer. Mom was putting
the hockey bags.
Yeah, in the back.
In the back, and they said it was awful that Don Cherry was making Rose do all the work.
That's right.
And I remember.
And
I
said, called you a floater. Get over here, you floater.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said, well, you told me to say that. And I said, yeah, but did you have to say it so mean?
She was a good actress, especially when she was giving it to you.
Yeah, she weighed about 98 pounds and she'd throwing equipment in the back. Yeah.
But then it was, oh, it's terrible that Don's making the woman work and that's misogynistic that Don, you just couldn't get it. But when I was looking at it, you know what I couldn't get over? You know how much back in 1994 the Enforcer was? 13,000.
Yeah. We could have
for a 4x4.
And was it good? That was an Enforcer, and I see them around now. Guys make them into classics. They've got them I could tell by the side of them. They had the thing, and they kept the side.
Try to get a truck now.
And Stan Jonathan was involved in one of the commercials too. You know, the Enforcer, and that Stan was in it.
Yeah,
and he was an Enforcer. Believe me.
Yeah. So I think that was, and then I think one of the better, for Dominion Lending.
Oh, Dominion Lending was the best one. That was, how many years ago was that?
It was about 10 years ago.
10 years ago. That was the best one, I think. I think they got this old house, and we had two bull terriers, and they were sitting there, bull terriers. You never see them in commercials because they have their own mind. So you said, well, just have one. He had his ears down. And somebody dropped a screwdriver or something at the back, and he kept the camera going, and he put his ears up just and they got it. Good shot of him with his ears up. And I'd have to say that was the best commercial I did.
Yeah, because it was funny. They came to you. And they says, well, you know, we want to do a commercial, and, do you have any ideas? And you kept saying, well, I don't know anything about mortgages. I don't know anything about
mortgages on my house, but I
don't know anything about it. And we said, well, that should be the commercial, is that you don't know anything.
No, you come up with that. I said, what am I going to do, Tim? They can pay not bad dough, but I don't know anything about commercial. You said, well, then why don't you say that?
Yeah, so you say, I know hockey, I know dogs, I know clothes, jackets. I know clothes, but I don't know anything about mortgages. And I think most people are like that, right?
Yeah, and then they had a guy come on, explain it. And I said, but here's a guy that does. Remember, I think I had 10 jackets. I kept bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, that was.
They had a picture of me down now, but they had a picture of me in the 401. A big
billboard.
Big billboard. It was really nice. It fell apart. But they had Dominion Lending. It was that was the best commercial I think I did.
Yeah. Well, you did a lot of commercials, Dad. You did the Seal one. You did one for Pink Fiberglass, Mom.
Pink Fiberglass was good. That was good.
Was in Pink Fiberglass. A couple of the versions. Yeah.
So we did a lot. Well, I think we'll wrap it up. We'll see what's going on. So okay, we're gonna pick. Is Boston gonna win one more game?
Listen, I'm still sticking with Boston. I'm still sticking with Vancouver. But don't bet with me because I'm what you call a contributor.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'd like to thank our sponsor, mybookie.ag. And again, join today and mybookie will match your first deposit dollar for dollar up to $1,000. That's double your betting power. Just enter promo code Grapevine. And as we always like to say, put your money where your mouth is.
And I do it wrong. I put my money where my heart is.
Yeah.
And I hope Vancouver, but I'll tell you, boy, the Colorado, 72 hits. And that's what I keep track of, all the hits. First thing I go to is the hits. 72 hits. And Dallas had 52 hits. So I'm telling you, boy, that's war. That's a good series to watch.